What a Pirate Wants by K.J. Fabarn. Summary. What do you mean General Kenobi doesn't know he's General Kenobi? Kobe demanded, barely managing to keep the words from coming out as a snarl. Technically, he hasn't been General Kenobi for a year now, Voss offered, because Voss was particularly good at being distinctly unhelpful. Not the point. Undercover as a pirate, a Sith artifact takes Obi-Wan's memories. Unfortunately for everyone but the pirates, Obi-Wan makes for a very good pirate. What do you mean General Kenobi doesn't know he's General Kenobi? Cody demanded, barely managing to keep the words from coming out as a snarl. Technically, he hasn't been General Kenobi for a year now, Voss offered, because Voss was particularly good at being distinctly unhelpful. Not the point. Around the room, the counselor sighed. We received a tip of a group of pirates who found and were going after a trove of Sith artifacts. We sent Master Kenobi undercover to help retrieve them before they caused problems. He's always been a particularly good scoundrel, and with the war... Master Windu didn't elaborate. The Jedi's numbers were dangerously low now. Every Jedi chipped in where they were needed, and that included Obi-Wan playing the role of a shadow when need be. Cody knew he was not alone among the clones in wanting to step in to help where they could, but the Jedi had been insistent that the clones be given the chance to live in a world where their lives weren't dominated by the Jedi. Cody appreciated it. He did. He knew some brothers who'd assumed there was nothing for them out there, who'd found their passions and might not have otherwise. But Cody also knew he wouldn't be the only one returning to the Jedi at the soonest opportunity. Looks like the artifacts caused problems regardless, Cody pointed out. Mace Windu nodded. Yes, it appears they did. We didn't realize anything was wrong immediately. His check-ins were irregular by necessity. And it took us too long to realize why he hadn't gotten in contact. And then you sent Voss to get him? Cody crossed his arms, giving Voss his most judgmental look. Voss let out a sound of sheer offense. Cody wasn't going to apologize. Master Voss is a talented shadow, and Master Kenobi trusts him. Master Windu raised an eyebrow at that, and Cody felt the tiniest hint of regret. But then he remembered that Obi-Wan had absolutely no self-preservation, and that General Voss was a menace who had a talent for drawing Obi-Wan into all sorts of trouble. How long has General Kenobi been without his memories? There was a general shift of discomfort around the room. Cody narrowed his eyes. It has been several months now. And they hadn't calmed him immediately? Where is he? Cody asked. I'll bring him back. It wasn't a request or a suggestion. It was a declaration of exactly what he was going to do. The pirates may have met up with Onaka's gang for a short time, and Master Kenobi was recruited. Cody froze. Please, tell me that's a joke. It had better be. Onaka was absolutely not going to hand Obi-Wan over easily. And Obi-Wan was fond of Onaka when they were not on opposite sides. If Obi-Wan thought he was really a pirate, the two were going to be friends. Though that was also an advantage. Onaka was also unlikely to kill Obi-Wan out of hand. He was far too fond of Obi-Wan for that, and was well aware that Obi-Wan was good. If Obi-Wan truly thought he was a pirate right now, then Cody had no doubt that he was terrifyingly competent at it. I'm afraid not, Master Windu said. It's quite true. Cody shook his head. I suppose it doesn't matter. I'll be retrieving General Kenobi regardless. You'll have to be careful. We want to keep this quiet. If word got out that one of the most respected generals from the war has lost his memory, it could be disastrous. Separatists who wanted revenge would no doubt come after Obi-Wan, and any number of fanatics would find it an excellent opportunity to bring Obi-Wan under their control. No, Obi-Wan's condition couldn't be made public. That was for certain. I'll leave as soon as possible. Master Windu nodded. We'll provide you what you need. There's already a ship prepared for you. Good. Cody gave a curt nod as he left the council chambers. Just because he was frustrated didn't mean he couldn't be respectful. The Jedi were doing the best they could. He was almost to the lift when he heard Voss calling out for him. He paused, waiting impatiently as Voss caught up to him. They stepped into the lift together. "I tried to bring him back," Voss said quietly, "but he recognized me as a Jedi almost immediately. He's forgotten who he is, but he's kept glimpses of other things. He may not recognize you, but he'll know you to some degree. But it'll be like facts in a report. There will be no emotion to it." Voss gave him a side eye. "You'll have to be careful, or he'll run out on you the same way he ran out on me." Cody clenched his jaw, not liking the sound of that. He didn't want to imagine Obi-Wan looking at him and not recognizing him. Even the thought of it caused his chest to seize in pain. "I appreciate the warning." And he did. Despite everything, he didn't doubt that Voss had done everything he could to bring Obi-Wan back. It was hardly his fault that Obi-Wan was still Obi-Wan, even when he didn't have his memories. And that meant competent and clever and capable of turning every act to his advantage. "If anyone is going to get through to him and bring him back, it's going to be you." Cody swallowed. He and Obi-Wan had danced around each other for 3 years, never anything more than general and commander who had allowed themselves the comfort of friendship. But he'd wanted to be more, and he knew he hadn't been alone in that. He had seen the look in his general's eye on those days when he'd been most tired and unable to hide the desire, the wanting, from his expression. Cody just nodded as his answer, not wanting to delve into any of that with Voss of all people. "I'll bring him back." Voss gave him a searching look. "And if you can't?" Cody stared at the doors to the lift, considering the question with the seriousness that it deserved. "Then I suppose I won't be coming back." "Aha!" Cody clambered out of the ship he'd been given, landing lightly on his feet. Onaka himself was waiting for him, stepping forward with a swagger. "You have earned me a great number of credits, Commander. I was quite certain you would be the one they sent to retrieve my lovely recruit." "Where's my general?" Cody asked, jumping right past the pleasantries. Onaka let out a bright, boisterous laugh. "We have no generals here." Cody wasn't going to waste his breath on arguing. "Where's Obi-Wan?" Onaka turned, swaggering away. "Why, he's fleecing the rest of my crew of their fairly earned credits." Onaka shook his head, almost admiring. "The man has a sabacc face that would put a pirate to shame." He gave a wild grin. "And it has!" That was not really a surprise. "And you're just letting me come?" Cody asked, following after Onaka. "I have no fear," he boasted. "Obi-Wan has made an excellent pirate. He will not be going with you." Cody's stomach clenched uncomfortably. He had read up on everything that Obi-Wan had been doing since he'd joined Onaka. He'd made an excellent pirate. Cunning, sharp, Onaka's gang had already been known, but they'd routed out 3 different pirate crews in the past several months, eliminating competition. They'd also stolen from several slaving ships, something Cody had no doubt his general was behind. "I wouldn't be so sure." Onaka shrugged. "He does not know you. I, however, am Obi-Wan's dearest friend." Cody made a face at that. The worst part was that it wasn't a surprise. "We'll see," Cody said, infusing his voice with confidence. Onaka threw his arm over Cody's shoulder as they reached the pirate's compound. "Welcome to the Onaka gang." Cody shrugged the arm off his shoulders and then paused as he stepped into the room, his gaze falling immediately to Obi-Wan, who was sitting in the center of the room, lazing back in his chair, legs on the table and sabacc cards in his hand. He was dressed like a pirate, the cut of his shirt dipping halfway down his chest, hair tousled messily in a way that begged someone to run their hands through it, and with fitted pants that Cody had to admit looked very, very good on Obi-Wan. There were also 2 visible blasters on his person. Somehow it was that, more than anything, that made it clear that Obi-Wan had really lost his memories. Obi-Wan had hated blasters, had quietly told Cody the reason for it late one night when they were supposed to be doing paperwork, but had drifted into quiet conversation. A story that had horrified Cody, even as he couldn't help but see the similarities between Obi-Wan's story of child soldiers and the training he and his brothers had gone through. blasters in the hands of those far too young to carry them. Cody had learned to find comfort in his blaster and the control it gave him, but he could understand why Obi-Wan had not felt the same. Obi-Wan's gaze drifted over to him, and his eyebrow raised, a slow, dangerous grin crossing his face. "Now, Hondo, you didn't say that the commander was such a beauty." Cody felt his eyes widen, and he barely kept himself from gaping at the sheer seductive purr in Obi-Wan's voice. "Obi-Wan," he said, voice going dry, "I'm here to bring you home." Obi-Wan rolled his eyes, leaning back further in his chair in a way that made it clear he was unimpressed. "This nonsense again?" he scoffed, gesturing to himself with a lazy wave that drew attention to all of him. "Do I look like a Jedi to you?" Onaka let out a bright laugh, moving forward and plopping into an extra seat. "Ah, ah, 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 Obi-Wan Kenobi, no, he's a pirate." Cody stepped forward. He hadn't actually expected the simple attempt to work, but it had been the best way to start. Looks can be deceiving. Obi-Wan rolled his eyes. "Are you joining the game, Commander? I'd love to discuss this while taking your credits from you." His gaze drifted down Cody's body, clearly appreciative. Cody narrowed his eyes. "Who says I won't be taking your credits from you?" he asked. The smile that curled over Obi-Wan's face was sheer danger. It was painfully attractive, even if it felt strange seeing it on Obi-Wan's face. Though it didn't look unnatural. Perhaps that was what was so strange about it. "Now, now, Commander. Why don't you take a seat? Put your credits where your mouth is." Obi-Wan's smile sent a thrill down Cody's back. "Unless you have other plans for your mouth." "We'll stick to my credits for now," Cody managed, mouth dry. "Leave my mouth out of it." Cody didn't exactly have all that many credits, though the Jedi had supplied him with a decent portion. Still, he took the remaining seat, pulling out a few credits and throwing them on the table. Around him, the other pirates, nearly all weakways, other than Obi-Wan, shared devious smiles. Cody kept his face perfectly blank. It had been Obi-Wan who taught him how to play sabacc. It had also been Obi-Wan who'd taught him how to cheat at it. "A drink, Commander dear, to celebrate your remarkable theft of my comrade's credits." Cody accepted the drink. He remembered Obi-Wan's story of being drugged and taken hostage, but he got the sense that he was being accepted here. Onaka, he was sure, had some sort of plan brewing, but Cody wasn't going to complain if it gave him the freedom he needed to persuade Obi-Wan back. "You can call me Cody, you know." Obi-Wan raised an eyebrow. "Oh my, how very salacious of us." He leaned forward, elbow on the counter and chin on his hand. "A general and a commander getting familiar." "Thought you didn't believe you'd been a Jedi," Cody pointed out, ignoring the second part of the statement. Obi-Wan threw his head back, exposing the pale length of his neck. "Oh, I believe it. I am capable of searching the holonet, you know." He snorted. "I'm rather popular from all accounts." He leaned forward, almost voice low and conspiring. "Did you know that there are whole communities out there devoted to determining what I look like without my clothes on?" Cody felt his skin warm. The dark look in Obi-Wan's eyes was almost inviting. "Tell me, Commander, are you one of them?" Cody almost choked on his drink. "Or perhaps you already know," Obi-Wan mused. "Given how often you ended up in the med bay, I've got a very good picture," Cody said, trying to keep his voice bland, suspecting he failed. "How disappointing," Obi-Wan murmured. He tilted his head, eyes going sharp and scrutinizing. "You wanted it, though, didn't you?" Cody considered his answer for a long moment, trying to decide the best way to communicate with this version of his general. Finally, he nodded. "Desperately." Obi-Wan blinked, clearly not expecting an answer quite that genuine, but he recovered quickly. "Darling, why didn't you say sooner? I'm more than happy to give you a sample." Cody leaned forward, mimicking Obi-Wan's position, resting his chin on his fist. "I'm not a one-night sort of person, darling. I'm a for-the-rest-of-your-life sort of man."
Obi-Wan raised his eyebrow at that, though something like interest flickered in his eyes. Cody felt a surge of satisfaction. That was his Obi-Wan there, he was sure of it. Not the carefree pirate, no, that had been the interest of a man who cared deeply, too deeply sometimes for all that it hurt him. How disappointing. Obi-Wan stood, throwing back his drink before placing the empty bottle on the bar as he backed away. When you change your mind, let me know. His hand came up to his lips and he blew Cody a kiss, winking as he did so. I'll be all yours, Commander, but I'm a limited time sort of man. You're not, Cody answered, and I think you know it. Obi-Wan didn't answer, instead turning around and walking away. Cody clenched his drink in his hand. He was here. He'd found Obi-Wan. Now how was he going to convince Obi-Wan to come home? So if you know that you're a Jedi, why are you still here? Cody asked. The question had bothered him since the moment Obi-Wan had acknowledged that he'd known he was a Jedi. Not that Obi-Wan had been willing to answer it any of the times Cody had asked in the last several months he'd lingered around the pirate compound. Obi-Wan glanced up from where he was going over a plan to hijack a slave trading ship, making disgusted faces every few minutes as he muttered about Hondo's planning methods. "Hmm?" Obi-Wan asked, distracted. Cody reached forward, grabbing the datapad from Obi-Wan's hand and sitting in front of him, setting the datapad to the side. "If you know you're a Jedi, why are you still here?" Obi-Wan leaned back in his chair, looking up at Cody with an amused smirk. I was a Jedi. But do you know what losing your memory does? What does it do? Cody asked. It forces you to know yourself. Obi-Wan's gaze went distant. I know what a Jedi is, Commander. Cody reminded him. Commander, darling, Obi-Wan retorted easily. But I know what a Jedi is, and I knew with a stark certainty who I was, without any of the trappings of who I thought I was supposed to be. His face darkened. And I'm no Jedi, Commander Cody. I'm not a good man. Not what a Jedi is supposed to be. Cody hesitated, considering that. How often had Obi-Wan mourned that the Jedi were being forced into roles they weren't meant for them? How often had Obi-Wan mourned how much the war had required that he change? The Jedi did what needed to be done, Cody said quietly. That doesn't make you. Obi-Wan waved the words away. Now, none of that nonsense. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Jedi. I'm just saying that I'm not one. You're a member of the Jedi Council. Obi-Wan snorted. Here you sit, surrounded by pirates, but that doesn't make you a pirate, darling. Sitting amidst their council doesn't mean a thing. He leaned forward. Now, if you're here looking for a Jedi, you're in the wrong place. And as much as it would pain me to lose your beautiful face, I really must insist that you go elsewhere. He smirked. Hondo is getting rather touchy about your presence. I'd so hate to see you in a cell looking for something that's not there. I'm looking for you, Cody corrected quietly. Obi-Wan rolled his eyes, standing and moving to where the drinks were kept. Hondo, Cody had found, had alcohol stashed nearly everywhere. Commander, dear, let's not have you fooling yourself. He popped the bottle open, taking a swig. You were sent here by the Jedi for one purpose only, and I'm warmed, truly, that they seem to want me back. And it's remarkable, really, how long you've managed to hold out. And that bit with the handcuffs was particularly inspired. But it's a pointless, all I want is you, Cody said. And his voice cracked with his desperation. He stood, moving across the room and stealing the bottle from Obi-Wan's hand and putting it to the side. If you're a Jedi, if you're a pirate, it doesn't matter to me. All I want is you. Obi-Wan stared at him, and for a moment he looked almost vulnerable. It was a look Cody had only seen on his face rarely, in some of the worst parts of the war. It was different this time. For a moment there was no carefree pirate, but there was no steady Jedi either, no composed general. Just a man who looked strangely lost. A man who didn't know who he was, who had caught on to the closest thing to stable and was holding on to it now with a death grip. I'm not your General Kenobi, Commander Cody. I'm not a good man. I'm not a kind one. Cody reached out, grabbing Obi-Wan's hand, bringing it up to his lips and pressed a soft kiss to the tips of his fingers, then moving down, kissing each knuckle, keeping Obi-Wan's gaze. All I want is you, Cody repeated, because you're you. You're strong and capable, and even your sharp edges only make you more beautiful, more perfectly human. Obi-Wan took a deep breath before he gathered himself together, that flirtatious grin that Cody had gotten used to seeing on his face making a valiant effort to come back. It didn't hide the vulnerability, didn't hide the genuine, desperate, almost innocent want. I can't say I'm disinclined to giving myself to you, Obi-Wan purred, clearly trying to hide his reaction. I'm certain you'd leave me satisfied. I would, Cody murmured. More, I'd make you happy. Obi-Wan faltered again. Well then. Obi-Wan cleared his throat, stepping back. I'm sure Hondo has some dastardly plan cooked up. I really must be going. Cody stepped up alongside him. We can consider it my audition, he told Obi-Wan. If you decided to be a pirate, I'll join you. You're really far too devoted, Obi-Wan said, voice low, uncertain beneath all the bravado. I'm rather certain I don't deserve that, no matter who I am. He winked at Cody, but for once the seductive glint fell short. Especially since you've told me you've never taken me to bed where I could awe you. I don't need sex from you, Cody said blandly. Then, because he wasn't going to let Obi-Wan win this game, he let himself smirk. Though if we had had sex, I assure you there's no way you'd have been able to forget it, regardless of any Sith artifacts. Obi-Wan's smile went sharp and delighted. Why, Commander, you really ought not make promises you can't keep. I never do. Cody blinked, slowly awake, the presence of someone close by pulling him from sleep. You've made for a talented pirate, Commander, darling, Obi-Wan's voice came, and that explained how anyone had gotten so close. His mind would have recognized Obi-Wan's present no matter how it's changed. Haven't stolen anything, he said, forcing back a yawn as he sat up. Obi-Wan was sprawled out on the foot of his bed, looking terribly tempting. Cody's blankets rumbled around him where Cody had kicked them for being too warm. Haven't you? Obi-Wan asked, voice musing. Cody's heart jumped in his chest. There's only one thing I've been trying to steal this whole time. Was it me? Obi-Wan asked. Or was it my heart? Cody quirked a smile. I stand corrected. I've been trying to steal two things. And as I said, you made for a talented pirate, Commander. Does this mean I've stolen you? Obi-Wan smiled. Well, we'll have to get out of here without Hondo deciding if we're not pirates, we ought to be hostages. But I dare say if we manage that, you'll very much have stolen me. It felt almost unreal. He'd been here months, trying to convince Obi-Wan, trying to kidnap Obi-Wan, trying everything there was to bring Obi-Wan home. And now Obi-Wan was in his room, telling Cody that Cody could steal him. Obi-Wan held up his hand. I don't know if I can be the Jedi or the general that you want me to be. He waved his hand to himself. This is permanent, darling. I'll never get my memories back. That's not how Sith artifacts work. I knew it from the moment it happened. All I want is you, Cody whispered. Whatever you decide you want to be, all I want is you. Obi-Wan's smile was warm and genuine, and then it turned into that sharp, flirtatious grin that fit Obi-Wan's face so well. Now, be the pirate you are and steal me away, Commander darling. You made all sorts of promises. I do expect for you to pay up. I did tell you I was a for-the-rest-of-your-life sort of man, Cody reminded him. Obi-Wan crawled forward, and Cody spread his legs so that Obi-Wan could kneel between them, leaning down and kissing Cody, and it was just the sort of kiss a pirate would give, like he was stealing Cody's breath from out of his lungs, a little messy, a little complicated, and terribly perfect. Promises, promises, darling. I have the feeling you're not the sort to disappoint. The end.